To many, life on the border probably sounds romantic. To the thousands of National Guardsmen who have spent a few long months here, there is nothing romantic about the life, just so much time lost. Our experience is perhaps typical. Living conditions have at times been anything but pleasant. Upon the arrival of the troops last summer, the first order of business was to make the camp presentable. Mesquite, cactus, horned toads, tarantulas, and scorpions were on the future home site. The mesquite and cactus were cut and burned without any delay. The horned toads, tarantulas, and scorpions, however, remained to cause us more or less worry, especially at night. The rainy season started in soon after our arrival. Our camps were well drained by then, but we had to sleep on the ground, as the floors were not built until later. There is no description possible of Texas mud. We slept, ate, and worked in it. Gradually, the camp grew to look like a permanent camp. Mess halls were constructed. The tents were built up with lumber, giving us quite respectable homes, with glass, doors, stoves, and cots. Along more military lines, we accomplished a great deal. In the beginning, we had hours of close-order drill, sham battles, and hikes. Hikes were the dread of all guardsmen, and regulars as well. At first, we covered but few miles with nothing but our gun, belt, and canteen. Let me say in passing that the Texas dust is as bad as the Texas mud. After we had become hardened to the life, our hikes became marches of 10 to 18 miles in heavy marching order. Heavy marching order calls for about 60 pounds of equipment and includes the following. Gun, belt, 100 rounds ball ammunition, bayonet and scabbard, blanket, poncho, a shelter half, tent pins, pack carrier, toilet articles, 2 days rations, mess kit, canteen, cup, and extra clothing. On the last stretch of a 16-mile march, this felt like 160 pounds. Sham battles were near as actual warfare as possible in practice. These were made realistic. After many small affairs, the 30,000 troops in the Brownsville district fought one big campaign. Two armies, the white and the brown, fought for 12 hours, as near war conditions as possible. There were artillery duels, cavalry charges, night attacks, strategical retirements, and forced marches. Our biggest fight was on the old battlefield of Palo Alto, where General Taylor whipped the Mexicans in 1846. On the old battlefield of Resaca de la Palma, these troops passed in review before General Parker. This was the largest ever held in the United States, with the exception of the Grand Review in 1865. These maneuvers were considered a climax to our training. We went back to our camps after this, and since then have drilled but an hour or so a day. This was just enough to keep us in shape to take the field in first-class fighting trim. With the wholesome food furnished and the outdoor life, I think there were very few men that did not feel better than they ever did before. In our spare moments here, we visit the natives and pick up their talk to some extent. Our chief amusement, in fact, the only amusement of these small border towns, has been to visit the movies. Occasionally, our athletic teams play. They have been hard to beat. At present, most of us feel dreadfully abused and would like to go home. Perhaps some of those at home would like their chance at preparedness. In the future, no doubt, some of us will forget the unpleasant nature of some of our experiences, and will look upon our border life with feelings not unmixed with joy